The shortage of baby formula continues. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. A shortage of baby formula causing stress for many parents.
Nationwide, the supply of baby formula is at about 43% below normal. Even worse, for moms in places like Arizona, Nevada, Tennessee, and Texas, the out-of-stock rate for popular brands is above 50%. Leading formula makers Gerber and Reckitt say they're working round the clock to boost output. But as shelves across the country remain empty, there are new allegations that the Biden administration itself is stockpiling formula at detention centers along the southern border in an effort to ensure that migrants have what they need.
Fox's Kevin Cork, as Republicans continue to accuse the White House of making the problem worse. The White House says President Biden's looking at ways to increase production with executives from Gerber and Reckitt. A wildfire in Southern California starts abruptly, catching residents off guard. Fox's Jeff Paul's in L.A. with the latest.
The wildfire here in California started without warning and moved through a coastal community in Orange County so fast, some had just minutes to get out. They're calling it the coastal fire, which forced hundreds to evacuate. Firefighters believe it started near a water treatment facility positioned between Laguna Niguel and Laguna Beach. While the cause is under investigation, residents say at one point the sky turned orange and filled with smoke as the fire raced through the canyon near the ocean.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul. Cal Fire says the coastal fire has burned 200 acres and is 15% contained. Well, get ready to look up Sunday night when there'll be a total lunar eclipse visible for much of the world this weekend. It's expected to begin Sunday night around 9:30 Eastern Time, with totality beginning around 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and that will happen on Sunday night. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A familiar face leaving the White House today.
Saying so long to the White House is Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She's become well known after giving briefings to the media just about every weekday of the almost 500 days President Biden's been in office. She's headed for a new job at another network, and after learning she was leaving, Fox's Peter Ducey had to say,
"Thank you, Jen. Sorry to see you go."
"Are you?"
"Yes."
Taking over for Psaki is Karine Jean-Pierre, the first Black woman and openly LGBTQ person to be White House press secretary. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Astronomers discover a black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy.
Scientists tell us that this black hole is 4 million times bigger than the sun. It's at the center of Earth's Milky Way galaxy. The supermassive black hole is also called Sagittarius A. The collapsed star is located about 27,000 light years, or 159 quadrillion miles away from Earth. So with that far away, it's practically invisible to optical telescopes. So this collaboration used 8 different telescopes spread across the world, collecting data from Antarctica to Hawaii.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Researchers say the black hole isn't taking in as much as it could, calling it a gentle giant. South Korea saying its neighbor to the north fired 3 short-range ballistic missiles towards the sea hours after reporting the country's first case of coronavirus, and 2 days after the inauguration of a new president in South Korea. That happened on Thursday. Stocks also falling slightly on Thursday. The S&P 500 heading for its 6th consecutive weekly decline. Stock futures higher today as investors geared up for the S&P 500 to potentially slide into official bear market territory. At this hour, Dow futures up 260, S&P 500 up 45, NASDAQ up 200. I'm Ted Lindner. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.